Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am super excited that you called in today. We have the awesome pleasure of spotlighting Carol Barnes. She is a radio show host for My Better Half. Carol, are you here this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Yay, well, I am so excited to share with you today and to spotlight you and to just really have a wonderful conversation. So could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, sure. Good morning, radio audience, for the Queen of Hearts. This is your girl, Kasiba, from My Better Half. I want to say that I was born and raised in Natchez, Mississippi, to the proud parents of the late Mr. Henry Barnes and Dora Barnes. And I am the youngest, well, number seven of eight siblings. I attended Jackson State University, where I was in the marching band. I went there on a scholarship, and I graduated with a bachelor's degree in business. And then I continued my education at CTU, where I got a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and psychology. And then I moved to Dallas after I graduated from college. I didn't come to stay to Dallas. I just came to visit, but I wound up staying here and been here ever since.
Wow.
I was a police officer after I moved here for the city of Dallas. I patrolled the South Dallas area, didn't know nothing about it. It was scary, but I did it. And then once I left there, I federal government, and I worked for them for 30 years until I retired.
Wow, that is amazing. That is amazing. Mm-hmm. You guys, I hope you hear that tip that she gave you off the top. Many times you go into areas where you're scared. You do things that you're scared. But if you truly believe that you're going to get through that and you're going to learn something, it will be beneficial for you. So I'm so glad you shared that, because many people think, oh, man, I should never go to South Dallas. I should never go into this area. I don't think we should go anywhere fearful. I really don't. I believe if there's something there that we're supposed to do, we need to go there and do it. Don't let fear rule your life. That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Definitely.
Don't let it ruin your life. There's always a lesson in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure, for sure. Well, I call what we do services from the love of our heart. So I just wanted to see, what is your motivation to help other people?
Well, my motivation is that I don't take anything for granted, especially when God's favor is in your life. Because things can turn on a dime. You know, you can be triumphant today, and it could be a tragedy tomorrow. But my husband always tells me that my blessings that I have is not for me. It has someone else's name on it. So it is one of the best feelings in the world that I find those who are in search of me, that that they can find that blessing that they are looking for. And one of the most rewarding things is to have my daughters courtside to watch my dreams come true. That is the most amazing thing for me, to teach them that.
Yes, definitely. And I totally agree with that. My goodness, our message is needed by other people. We can't, you know, think that, hey, we're going to keep it to ourselves. We need to be able to share it. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that information that you shared with us. Well, I wanted to ask you about your purpose. I know purpose is a huge thing, and a lot of people talk about, you know, they found their purpose, they found their purpose. Tell us, how did you find your purpose, and what do you tell other people about their purpose?
Well, what I tell people, you know, because everybody has a purpose, and I often say that we need to find our purpose. But when you find your purpose in life, it's like, finding your nose on your face. And what I mean is that your nose is always there. So therefore, our purpose is always there. We just ignore it because it's not something that we want to do at the time. But unfortunately, some of us wait till it's too late, and then opportunity, the window to serve a purpose, it starts to close on them. And then, you know, people who God put in your pathway, I call them postal messengers with letters. And then they have instructions in there, but we still leave them unopened. You know, like the Bible always tells us that be careful not to entertain strangers, but thereby some have entertained angels unaware. You know, they didn't even know at the time
right.
that they were their messengers. So they miss their purpose because they're not listening.
Definitely. And I know that what I've found is most of the time my purpose has always been wrapped up in a problem or a pain that I've had to endure. So I tell people many times that thing that you're going through that's maybe painful and you're thinking, man, am I ever going to get out of that? Many times that has to do with your purpose. You know, for me, it definitely, when my son died with special needs, I knew that God was using that to help me change my life, you know. And that's when I became the Queen of Hearts, basically, because I learned how to give on a totally different level. It just became so natural. So I think many times, people just don't realize that that pain, goodness, that pain sometimes is not even for you. Sometimes it's for other people.
So they learn, they watching you, so they learn from that. You might be doing something that somebody else is watching, and they needed to see that from you.
Yep. That is
Jeremiah
so
better have that he's here, too.
Yes. Well, tell me this. Tell me a little bit about the show. How did you start the show? And was that based upon a need that somebody had told you, or did you just say, hey, this is a good idea? Tell us about that.
My better half is here. He won't tell you about that show.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Let's add him to the mix.
Hey, Jor, how you doing?
Good morning, good morning. Introduce yourself to the audience. Yay, I'm glad you joined us.
I'm the other half of my better half. My name is Kevin.
Okay, great.
And it's great to be here and hear your show live.
Yeah.
And we're just excited for you. We enjoyed the outing we had the other day with you. We learned a lot
fun.
From you. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It was so much fun. So much fun. Well, tell the audience, we're talking a little bit about the show. Tell us, where did it come from and what's the purpose?
Well, I have to give the credit to my wife. She always had a dream of doing business, and so when we married, one thing that we vowed to each other that we would help each other in each other's purpose.
Yeah.
And so whatever she does, I'm right by her side. So we were interviewing one day, like we're doing today, and we were interviewing on the studio, and one of the producers saw us. And he came to us with the offer to do a show, and we were kind of, well, I don't know, maybe it's not for us. So on the way home, we talked about it, and we said, you know what, we don't need to live in fear of this. I said, because that's what happens with a purpose. A lot of times, first thing comes to our mind is doubt that we're not able to deliver it, but it's not us delivering it, it's God delivering.
Absolutely.
So we decided, and so we went back and we did a trial run, and that went well. And then we found out that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we hear people doing a message just like you. You're doing it from the experiences that God sent you through.
Right. Absolutely.
And you have show after show. So you become a well of experience and motivation and knowledge while you're listening to artists.
Definitely. Well, that is so amazing. I'm sorry.
And also, we was trying to, with the show, what we're trying to do is bring about a relationship with the community and bring about, where a lot of times now people think that marriages don't work, they don't last long, or they think that the police officers out there on the street, all of them are bad and they're against you. But you have good police officers out there. You have good marriages out there. As a matter of fact, you have some great marriages out there. You just have to find, you know, that mentor or someone to show you that this can work in today's time.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to do when we invite guests on our show.
Absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that I was thinking as well is everybody needs a spotlight. They need to see something that's positive, something that's going well. And it's so important when we have shows that not only do we take time to just really talk about our business, but I like to take time and talk about life. So let me ask both of you guys this question, and y'all tell me, you know, however, if y'all want to tag team or if y'all want to take each other a turn and answer differently, it's up to you. I want you to tell me about a time in your life that you had a challenge, and whether it was personal or business-wise, and what you learned in the process. And let me tell you why. I have about 4,000 listeners on this show, and I know at this time, you guys, somebody on that's listening to this radio show is going through a challenge, either a death of a loved one or a divorce. They may be going through bad financial times, or they may just have lost their way. So I want y'all to take this time to just encourage them by something you've overcome, something that you thought maybe wouldn't have worked out that ended up working out, and tell us about that so you can help them kind of overcome a bad situation in their life. So
okay,
whoever wants
I'll
to go first.
I'll go first. Well, I remember last year I had several challenges to overcome because I had three procedures last year in the hospital with my kidney.
Wow.
Yes, and you know the year 2015, it was like very challenging after that. It seemed like everything was just going wrong. I sat there in the bed, you know, all drugged up, and I was in the midst of writing a book, and I was like, didn't know what to do. And so that caused me to delay my business and the writing of my book. But as I lay there in the hospital bed and in pain, you know, I prayed and I asked God to give me the strength to write and work from my spirit. And then what I learned from that is that there are many things to learn from the cross that you bear. And, you know, I have two wonderful daughters, and I'm married to my soulmate. So, but I have this passion to inspire women to be enthusiastic about their purpose in life. And I have several business of service. And, you know, I have, like I told you, the Lord allowed me to write the book while I was in the hospital. Because, you know, if it's something that he has purpose in your heart, no matter what you're going through, he will get it done for you. So those books that I was writing on my hospital bed, I want to apologize, I did on purpose. He allowed me to finish that book. And then after that happened was I got out of that situation with my kidneys and turned around, you know, as you know, our home was hit by an F4 tornado and just destroyed everything that we had, our home, our cars, our possessions, everything. And I learned that more in this loss than I ever learned in much gain.
Wow.
So,
So there was definitely a lesson to be learned. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, share something.
What was your challenge?
Well, my challenge was divorce. You know, a lot of times that people, you know, go through things in their life and, it takes a lot of prayer. It takes a lot of strength to overcome or get yourself back on track. And so I was divorced. I lived single for about 8 years before I met Carol. And it was a trying time. You know, mine was probably a lesson for me. Because a lot of times after divorce, you know, men makes mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. And you can see the day where, you know, people have separation. Next thing you know, the guy's stalking her and killing her and all of that.
Wow.
But
what I did,
I grounded myself. I grounded myself, and I had my mother there for a while as my strength. And so when I kept myself in the presence of God. And I told Carol, I didn't go and look for a virtuous woman. I said, I made myself a virtuous man.
Yeah.
So you can find me. So I wasn't looking for you. It was so you can find me. So the same thing that I was doing, she was praying for.
Yeah.
So that's how we connected. Because it doesn't matter, even what you're doing on the radio, this probably is the best half of your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
After all the tragedy, this is probably the best half of your life.
Yep.
Because now you see so much in the future that you said, well, I probably won't get a chance to do, but I'm going to try to get all of it done. And that's what makes it so exciting. So the half ain't been told. Whatever they know about you, the half ain't been told yet. So that's how we overcame that. And I made sure that my kids, you know, I ate beans and wieners until my kids got up on their feet.
Yes, I understand. That is awesome advice, you guys, and that's the stuff that I'm talking about. Not only should we, you know, I definitely believe in, you know, promoting business and whatnot and doing what we can or whatnot, but it's about the people, and there's a lot of hurting people. I'm a social worker here in Dallas, and I just find that so many people, number one, hate what they're doing, and number two, they're no good to anybody else. Because I tell people and I let them know, until you can be happy with your own life, you can't really help anybody else. So let's kind of go back to the drawing board and do something that you absolutely love. And you will be surprised at what type of, you know, services come out of you, what type of employee. If you still have a job, you can be an excellent employee because you know that you're working unto God. It has nothing to do with your job. It has to do with your assignment from God. And that's what I share with people. Turn this, if you're a teacher and you really hate kids already or whatever, you need to get you an exit plan. You need to figure out what God intended for you to do and get on the ball and get ready to accomplish that and make sure that you've got, you know, you dot your I's and cross your T's and do everything you can to get a game plan for your life. So that's what I like to do on the radio is make sure that we're encouraging people to, like you said, live their best life because there is a best life out there. And all we have to do is pick up and live it and do what we were called to do without a shadow of a doubt. That's sure. Well, I wanted to ask both of you guys, I always ask this question because this is the people that contact me the most. I get contacted from future entrepreneurs. People just are just kind of tipping out and, you know, putting their toe in the water. And then I get contacted a lot by struggling entrepreneurs, people who might need to hang up the hat and say, I need to try something else now. What advice would you guys give to both categories? So you guys on the radio, this is going to be a blessing today because you're going to get four tips instead of two. So since we have two people on the phone, we're going to ask them for one tip for each one. So definitely share with us y'all's opinion about, you know, future entrepreneurs getting things started and then those that are struggling in business. So whoever wants to go first.
Well, I'll tell them about the future entrepreneur because, like, I would tell him or her that your idea is like a seed planted, and it won't come up overnight. But the growth of the whatever it is, it's a process, and it will need individual attention and a purpose when it is full bloom. So don't think that just because you say, I'm going to start a business, that you're going to do it overnight, because that's what people make their mistakes. They think that, I'm going to go out there and I want this business to bloom. But first of all, you got to have a plan. And then when you have that plan, you got to write it down.
Yep.
And then when you write it down, then you got to start your legwork and figure out where you're going with this and how it's going to benefit someone. Because just because you say you got a plan, it doesn't always work like that. That's why I say it's like a seed. My husband would always tell me when I told him that I wanted to write these books, because I wrote two books. And the first one was about, is their order in a house, and it's an estate planning book, and it has to do with trying to teach young people how to be their parents' Social Security instead of letting the state be their Social Security. Well, and then the other book is called I Want to Apologize, I Did It on Purpose. This is a woman's book, but a man can read it too so that he can understand what a woman has been purposed to do here on earth. But he's also her soulmate, so he can help her in her purpose. But my husband always tells me, baby, we plant seeds. We plant seeds. They might not come up today. They might not come up next month or the next several months or the next year. But you keep planting those seeds, and you keep watering those seeds, and in God's time, that's when they will produce. Not when I want it. In God, you pray about it, and let God do the work. And your whatever your purpose is, it will be birth.
So true. Struggling.
Oh, well, struggling entrepreneurs.
Wait a minute, Carol. I wanted you to give the struggling, and I wanted him to do future and struggling too.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have four tips. And you know what, Carol, before you go, I wanted to piggyback on something that you said. You said that we need to write it down. And you guys, if y'all are not into the Bible, I want you to just take your Bible out for this. I don't know, you know, what your faith is or anything, but in Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. And you guys, so many people have got away from physically writing things down, but I will tell you, it does something to you when you actually take out pen and paper and write something down. So I encourage you, write down your goals. And if you can't think of, you know, 6 is my favorite number, so I have 6 of everything, 6 goals that I'm working on at all time. But 3, they've really found to be, if you work on 3 goals, that's really going to put you over the threshold. So at least have 3. You know, so and definitely write them down and look at them if you can every day. I look at my goals sometimes 2 or 3 times a day because I have vision boards and a vision book that I take with me everywhere. So I just encourage you to write it down. Write it down. Like she said, you got to make a plan, you guys. Business just doesn't automatically happen. It happens by plan and by things going in order. Everything needs to be in order. And that's so funny. That's one of your books, right? So it's like, okay, that makes sense. That makes so much sense. Okay, so now tell us what you would. Yeah, definitely. Tell us what you would tell the struggling entrepreneur.
Well, the struggling entrepreneur, well, I was one of those people, and I still am. I consider myself still a struggling entrepreneur because I still haven't reached my full potential that I'm trying to reach. But I would tell them, first of all, like I said, a lot of people tell you write down a vision board. You know, I tried that, and I found that a vision board was just that. I put something on a board, and I just looked at it. So I changed my attitude, and I decided to do an action board. And what I did was I wrote down what I wanted to do. I gave myself a time limit, and then I put a deadline on it. And I got to work. And then once I did that, I found that things started to move better for me. And even though when I wrote these books, I kept saying, Lord, I don't know if these people have received this book or not. But my husband always said that if when you want the people to hear something that's good and do something positive, it might take them a while to come around because as long as you have drama, they love that you have a room full of people with drama. So, you know, I said, okay, I understand that. So I'm continuing to stay on my purpose. So I would tell a struggle entrepreneur, connect the people that are doing the same thing that you want to do. And you have some good people that you connect with, like Miss Cheryl. If I didn't connect with you, I wouldn't be meeting some of the people that I meet today. And then I have other people in my group and my environment that I connect with also. And they, you know, you learn different things from different people. Everybody don't have the same purpose in their life. So what you have, like you, the Queen of Hearts. So I learned things from you because you're always blogging and you always telling me, Carol, just blog or just keep putting something out there. So now I'm learning to try to do that. And I just tell, like, and when it comes to writing, I would tell young entrepreneurs or whoever struggling to find a purpose in writing, I would tell them that what you need to do is just research and investigate a publishing company. Once you have written down everything that you want to write about and turn it to a book, then research your publishing company. And then before you sign anything on the dotted line, you need to think about self-publishing because that's a good way to go also. Because if you go the other way, the publishing company, you make sure that they're not trying to take all your royalties. So that's what I would tell a struggling entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Okay, well, good, good. Now let's see what your husband has to say.
What do you have to tell?
Well, one thing that works well with us is that we have different inspirations that make one. And I'm glad you told your listening audience to get a pen and write, open a Bible and write something down, because I was going to go there.
Yes.
One thing about in any business, there's two sides of business. There is an occupation and a vocation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Your occupation is the job that you're on. Your vocation is what God purposed you to do.
Wow.
So what happens is, a lot of people, the reason why they don't get to, you know, and I encourage them like that, the reason why you don't get to your vocation is sometimes because, like Carol said, you tagged up with the wrong person.
Yeah.
If you're with somebody that's not in it with you to fulfill your purpose, then you are tagged up with the wrong person. And mainly women, because they have dreams of doing business. You know,
yep.
Probably more than men, because we're task oriented. So what happens is you have that dream, and you have somebody else that's promising to be with you through that dream, and then if that dream is not just taking off flight, somebody's dragging you down. So I always tell them, you know, don't get into a relationship with somebody, especially a man, who's not ready, because if he's not ready, he's gonna make you late.
Yeah, I understand.
You're supposed to be in a particular spot at a particular time, and he's not ready. And you come to pick him up, but he's not ready.
Absolutely.
So when you're working, there are two things that you have to consider. Sometimes your job will frustrate your purpose. And you have to have three things even while you work. You have to have the gift of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, and the gift of understanding. Because wisdom is the principal thing. That means that the knowledge, read, the wisdom, listen, and the understanding, that's the principal thing that you get from God. So
yeah.
There are two things that a person has on the job, if he especially wants to be an entrepreneur, because he has to do that in his spare time.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a difference on the job. You have what's called task and talent.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you're frustrating is that you're hired to do a task. So if they say, Johnny, your task is delivering these books over here to this store every day. Well, that's what they pay you for.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But your talent is, you know what, I can deliver these books in a shorter amount of time and save the company this. Well, that's your talent. That's what the job wants from you. But if you use your talent on your job, they never pay you for it. So your talent.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
I was going to say, what would you say, okay, so if a person knows they have a talent, and that's what the question is about being an entrepreneur, a future entrepreneur, what would you tell them to get going? If they know that they have a job and they're operating in their talent and in the task that's assigned to them, but they really just want to operate in their talent, what would you tell them?
Well, like I said, like Carol said, you have to research. Your talent is the research. Even though you have a seed, you have to know how to plant it. You got to know, you got to have an expectation of it and know what it's going to be like when it comes up. So I have to tell a person what you love to do or want to do. Usually it's not your talent. It's the thing that you're good at. It's the thing that you're good at, but it's a struggle to do. And it's the most rewarding. So what you have to do is that thing that you are able to do, that things you're able to do, you need to research it, like you said, and put away that fear and put away that frustration, because it doesn't give you immediate gratification. It is something that you're going to plant and you're going to develop. It's going to be the hardest thing. They think that, you know, entrepreneur, you're going to do the easiest thing. I mean, I went to school for architecture,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm a manager. I hate management.
Okay.
But I'm good at it.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, definitely. Well, tell us what you would tell the struggling entrepreneur. I mean, many times I tell people it's okay to take a part-time job, or it's okay, you may not need to put the business into a stage where you're just working on it part-time and you just have to take a full-time job. Because here's what I know. There's a lot of people out there, especially right now, thinking that I can just go off of my passion. No, your passion's not going to pay you. My passion is to watch TV. Guess what? Nobody's going to pay me to watch TV, but I love TV, especially some of these mystery shows. It's like, oh, my goodness, another CSI, another whatever, whatever. That doesn't pay the bills, you guys. So I hope you guys are listening to this because he's going to give you a tip. If you're struggling right now, there's nothing wrong with struggling, you guys. Everybody goes through a point in their business where things are not what they thought they would be. But here's what you have to do. You have to put some action plan into place. You have to get out the door and get busy. So let's see what he has to say about struggling entrepreneurs.
It's funny that you said that about CSI, you know. You know, me and my wife, we will sit down. We sit down daily. We know all the Criminal Mind episodes. You know, we know all of them. We know all of them. But you know, we say now. Yeah. Is that a new one? I ain't seen that one before. You know why? Because we got up out of front of that TV.
Oh yeah.
Because your purpose. Yeah, your purpose. If you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're listing that you want to do, that's a fast thing.
Yeah,
you're getting ready to fast away from that which you like you said, CSI. You're finna fast from that.
Even though
you like it, right? Nobody's gonna pay you. Nobody's gonna pay you to do that. Even though it's enjoyable, you're not gonna make anything from it. So you just be a dreamer the rest of your life. So you're gonna have to fast from the things that you like. You're gonna reprioritize some things. You know, you're going out with your friends. Every evening we go on and shoot back. You're going to have to lay that aside.
Yep, so true.
Because you're not going to get paid for that.
So true.
And those that don't understand that, they're going to always have you in their clenches. Until it's too late. And like Harold said, you know, your purpose is like your nose on your face. You're going to ignore it. And all you're going to do is have regrets in your old age. Because a lot of businesses now are promising, especially network business, and I've done mostly all of them. You can always promise you can do this here, and, you know, build this pinnacle up and get a bunch of people under you and do this here and all. And then what happened is you're gonna put some money in, and you're not gonna reap the benefits because it's too many people under one purpose. Your purpose is original.
Yeah.
It's original.
Yeah.
There's nobody like Cheryl. There's nobody can stay with Cheryl. So I'll have my business myself. I'm going to use what God gave me. I'm going to go back to the burial ground, and I'm going to dig up my talent that I buried a long time ago.
Right.
I'm going to dig it up because God's going to be asking for it anyway.
Yep. So true. Definitely.
And that's what you have to do. And sometimes people may not think about it spiritually like that, but if you don't, then people are going to use you in their purpose. That's all they're going to do.
That is so true. And many times, you guys, as bad as we hate to think this, we've made a bad decision as far as what our business will be. I will tell you that I do know that there is such a thing as saturation, but here's what I know. If God has purposed it in your heart, things can be overloaded, but if it was intended for you to do, it can be like you're the only person out there. I mean, you can experience some incredible things if that's what you're really supposed to do. And that's where sometimes we go a little bit wrong because we won't listen to what God has in store for us. We try to force things to happen, you know. So I just encourage struggling entrepreneurs to just step back and just take a look. What has God been telling you to do? Have you felt confirmation from Him on what you have going on? Because many times we spend a lot of money doing the wrong things, y'all. So I hope you guys have really gained some knowledge from what they shared about future entrepreneurs and for struggling entrepreneurs. Now I wanted to see, can you guys give us a book recommendation? Do you want to do a book recommendation? And then we're going to end the call with if y'all want to make any announcements about anything that you have coming up.
The only book we do have, well, first of all, she said, do you have any books or masterminds that you want people to recommend? And I say yes to that. I want to recommend that you guys pick up a copy of my book. I want to apologize. I did on purpose.
Yes.
It's a woman-to-woman covenant between me and thee. So, yes, I would love for you to pick up that book. It's a good book. It's, it, you know, like I always tell people, this book is not for the faint-hearted. And, you know, it's not a book of multiple choice. So, you know, I always tell people, it's just a conversation between a woman to woman, and it leaves no stones unturned, because I call my chapters stones, because I always tell people that, you know, everything in the Bible was written about stones. And so I always tell them that these stones in the book, they leave nothing unturned. If you want to talk about single women, you can talk about single women. You want to talk about your spirit being broken, you can do that also. And it has a journal in the back. Well, whatever you learn at those chapters, you can learn at those chapters.
Yeah.
Also, after that, it has an interview, not interview, not I-N-T-E-R-V-I-E-W, but I-N-N-E-R-V-I-E-W, where you can take interview of yourself and figure out where you are in your purpose with God. And, you know, each time you can write it down and you can see how you're growing. Or how you're not growing with your walk, your faith or walk with the Lord. And also, I have, and like I say, I'm going to revamp my book, Is There Order in the House? Because I feel like that is something that everyone needs in their home, because it deals with estate planning. And that's something that a lot of people don't even like to talk about, and they don't even like to deal with it. But it just lets you in. Open your eyes to a lot of things that you need a will, or you know, so you won't have to wind up in probate court. So, and then also to help young people realize that I can be my mom's Social Security. She don't have to go on the state Social Security, but I can be her Social Security. I can take care of her when she get old by teaching you how to save. So that's what my husband and I do. We go around doing seminars on estate planning. But, you know, I also like books. I like listening to George Myers and T.D. Jakes Ministries as well. So I recommend those things. Those are the books that I would recommend.
Great.
And as far as something coming up, we do have another book coming up. It has to do with what we went through during the tornado, because that was something that only God, that's all we can say, only God took care of us in that. So we have probably that book will be coming out in December. Back in December.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That is amazing. Well, good, good, good. So I've got that down, and I will definitely put that in the show notes. I'm putting book in here now. And definitely thank you guys for this wonderful interview this morning, and I am so grateful that you guys joined in, both of you. We got double the pleasure this morning. So that
we always have a pleasure with you, girl. And it's, you know, anything you want, I'm right there.
So much fun. So I'm so glad both of y'all were able to jump on today. So thank you so much for being on the show, on the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. And I am so thankful that our paths have crossed and, you know, we've been able to connect and just really know each other. So I'm excited about the relationship going forward as well. So definitely.
I was getting ready to say that. You took the words out of my mouth. You know, I look forward to our relationship growing more and more, and we're becoming more like sisters, even though we already like that, but we can become deeper like that. And, you know, it's just a joy and a pleasure to be around you, because your spirit is contagious as well as your laughter. Is
thank
so contagious.
You so much.
I love everything about you.
Thank
so I appreciate you,
so you
having us on too. You know.
All right. Well, great.
It meant a lot.
Thank you so much. And I will talk with you later. Audience, I hope you guys take down these show notes and learn everything you can from this interview, because it has truly been a delight. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Love of Heart Movement radio show, spotlighting Carol Barnes, Mr. Barnes, of My Better Half Radio. Talk to you guys later. Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.